Hey everybody, and thanks so much for tuning into the 28th episode of As Inc. What As Inc is we do an improvised form called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. But basically, you can think of it as an improvised radio play. The way it's going to work is in a few seconds, we're going to take a suggestion from our Darth Vader helmet of suggestions, and using that, we're going to go for about 25 or 30 minutes, improvising scenes, games, characters, whatever. But it's all going to be the audio track. And because it is improv, nothing has been pre-written, and nothing has been rehearsed. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Michael Mori.
And Andy Oliver.
And Chris George. So I think we're ready to go. Andy, would you like to take a suggestion?
I would love to.
From Dart.
Our suggestion is barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce, perfect.
Barbecue sauce.
All right, so this week's suggestion is barbecue sauce and lights down. I don't know if I need another bite, man.
You gotta try it, man. You gotta eat more.
I don't know if I need another bite.
You can eat. You can't eat. You are a Texan.
I know I'm a Texan. I'm more Texan than you are. I was born in Plano.
Well, then why are you complaining? Why are you complaining?
Mr. El Paso. Like, El Paso know anything about anything with Texas?
You know what? You know what? Mr. Technologically Savvy over there?
What? I took a picture. Because I feel distended. I think I'm going to die from this.
Excuse me, fellas, but we're closing in about 5 minutes.
Hey, we're having a conversation right
Look,
here.
I'm going to finish this plate, and I'm going to get that T-shirt. All right? That's going to happen.
Oh, I thought you just couldn't have another bite just a second ago before you came over showing your pretty little thing. You are a beautiful woman, if I might say.
Hey, you are married.
That's
you are married, El Paso.
Well, that does not mean I can't look at a beautiful woman and soak her in.
See, that's the problem. You ain't a real Texan. A real Texan.
Oh, really?
A real Texan, when he had a woman, he would never look at another woman. He would only go after the woman that was his.
Well, this coming from a man who's only got his right hand.
Hey, I ain't found the right one yet.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a sweet, pretty Southern belle, you know, with... hair as yellow as a Texas field, and eyes as blue as a blue bonnet, and...
You don't even know what a bonnet is.
Yeah.
You ever seen a bonnet before?
I have, in a book.
In a book.
In a
really?
Book.
You
in
ever
a
see
book.
A woman really wear a bonnet?
So, should I just bring the check?
No, you can stay right. Why don't you put in? Pull up and have a seat here. Why don't you sit right here?
Hey,
well,
what are you doing?
I'm inviting that beautiful woman who's been working hard on her feet. You've been working hard.
Well, my name is Annabelle. It's really nice
Annabelle,
to meet you,
Annabelle, that
fellas.
Is a gorgeous
And as
gorgeous
much
girl.
As I would love to give you a t-shirt, but there was a time limit on that rack of ribs, so I'm going to have to...
Am I over my time?
Well, it was about 3 minutes, and it's been about 2 hours now, so I mean...
Look, you know what? You're going
to
man up.
I would like to point out that there's a serious health impact of trying to eat this much barbecue and pork in that amount of time.
And you,
3 minutes.
You call yourself a Texan?
3 minutes.
You call yourself
can
a Texan?
Can you eat 10 pounds in 3 minutes?
Well, hell yeah.
You can eat 10 pounds in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Annabelle, bring us a plate of 10 pounds of ribs.
10 pounds of ribs, Annabelle.
Like I said, we're closing in about 5 minutes.
Well, you gotta have some more back there. Just wrestle up about 10 pounds
yeah.
or so.
So I'll just go ahead and put it in a doggy bag.
No, we're gonna finish
this
up right here.
We're gonna finish
this up
right
here. This is Texan way.
Texans
do.
Texas.
Texan. We're about to annex El Paso right the hell out of this state.
You're gonna bring that out now. You're gonna bring that out now.
You're more like Arizona and New Mexico than you are like Texas.
Oh, don't you even dare.
Well,
even in your name,
El
Paso.
With anything connected with Mexico, whether it's new or not.
I'll just be right back with your rib.
It just sounds like El Mexico or some Itali place.
You know what? You know what, Mr. I can't finish my ribs?
Yeah.
You... God, you piss me off.
You piss me off more. All right, let's go out back and drink.
All right.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, honey?
So, I was at school today, and,
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, like I go every day, and...
Yes, and I'm also aware of you.
I was in the locker room with a bunch of the girls, and... you know.
Is it your friends, girls?
No, they're not what I would really call friends. They're more so girls that I interact with on a daily basis, and
were you changing with these girls?
Dad, they were teasing me, and you know, we were all in the locker room together, you know, and Amanda was next to me, and Amanda and Chloe were next to me, and they were like,
wait, Chloe Jackson?
Yeah, you know, we did the science project together last spring, and Chloe were standing next to me, and, you know, Chloe's like, oh, Amanda, you know, I can't get these pants off, I have lotion all over my hands, and the other girl, she's like, I can't either, I have tanning all over my hands. She's like, that's okay, just take them off with your teeth, and Dad.
No, go on. I'm listening now.
So, you know, I said to both of them, you know, I have clean hands. And they're like, you wouldn't know what you're doing, Becky, because you haven't even made out with a boy yet. And I don't even know what that has to do with anything,
you know,
Dad.
No. Go back to the part about the teeth and the clothes.
Yeah, I mean, so she just ended up getting right on her knees and just pulling them down with her teeth, and then Chloe didn't even act like it was a big deal. I mean, normally I would think that was sort of socially awkward.
Are these friends of yours on Facebook?
I have requested them, like, several times, but I mean, like, I don't know if they just don't check their friend request inbox or what, and, you know, I'm trying not to let it get me down because, you know, I do have a lot of really good friends in Canada. You know, and we talk back and forth and stuff like that. But Dad,
I just want to fit in, Dad,
and I feel like I'm missing something. I mean, I feel like I have great grades. I have the highest grades in the class. I do the play. I do the school newspaper. But I don't understand why I can't have a group of friends. Like, who's gonna take my pants off with their teeth when I have lotion on my hands,
now,
Dad?
Honey, don't you dare speak like that. Who taught you to speak that way? To think that way. Come now. Don't rope yourself in with you taking panties off with their teeth. No, I know. I want to hear about your friends taking their panties off with their teeth.
Well,
I'm sorry, that was a little over the line.
I wish Mom was still here.
Oh, now you've got to bring up your mother. Oh, thanks. Now you're going to make me cry. Honey. I've been a bad dad. I've been promiscuous since your mother left. Awfully promiscuous, but with the wrong women. And...
Well, that's why you can't take piano lessons anymore.
Well, yes. And I'm sorry. And she was a good piano teacher, I know. But she could tickle more than just the ivories. And that was special. And your father needed that. Since your mom has left, I've been lonely. And that violin teacher of yours, too... Oh, she knew how to pluck my strings.
Don't forget my field hockey coach.
Oh, field hockey coach. Woo! Wish she was more of a looker than she really was, but man, she knew how to handle a stick and balls like no one else.
Dad, I just need guidance. I just need you to tell me how to be around my peers because it's not working.
Honey. I would say be yourself, because that's what they say, but obviously that's what's not working here. So, be someone else.
Be someone else.
Be someone else.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming out to The Rock tonight.
Woo!
All right. So, it's Wednesday night, and that means it's Jello Wrestling Night. Also, I'd like to remind everybody, we got 50-cent hot wings with 75% boneless hot wings tonight. And 12 bucks will get you 6 Coors Lights in a bucket. All right. So we got a little change up tonight. It was supposed to be Trinity versus Candy, which it still is, Trinity versus Candy. But we don't have any Jell-O tonight due to a misordering.
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay. All right. Settle down, everyone.
Jell-O.
Settle down, okay? We don't have Jell-O, but we do have a whole kiddie pool full of barbecue sauce.
Barbecue? Yeah!
That's right. Trinity and Candy are backstage. They're going to come out here and they're going to get just neck deep in 300 gallons of pitch black dark charcoal chicory flavored barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yo, yo.
Now I'd like to point out to everybody that this barbecue sauce was donated to us from the barbecue place across the street and it has expired. So that should just be laid out to everybody right now.
Psst, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Trinity's backstage.
Uh-huh.
She ate
That's where she's supposed to be.
She has food poisoning.
Well, she's got to go out there.
We did a practice round, and you didn't tell her that it was expired. She ingested it, and now she's sick.
Well, she has to go out there. We have a contract.
She's bleeding from the anus.
Well, no one will see it. It'll get in the barbecue sauce. No one will see it.
She's going to sue. We have to find somebody else.
Tell her to muscle up and get her anal bleeding butt into that kiddie pool for barbecue sauce.
Fine.
You hear that? You hear that? I got 200 people totally tanked
barbecue
on food.
All right, everybody.
Wrestling.
Okay, I'll go talk to her.
Listen.
All right, everybody.
Wrestling.
Trinity and Candy are almost ready to get out of here.
Trinity, I love you!
So I'd just like to remind everybody that this barbecue sauce has expired, and do not eat it. Okay? I know it looks tasty. I know some of you guys have some rather dry-looking hot wings out there, but resist the temptation when at all possible to dip those things down into the barbecue sauce.
Trinity, I tried to talk to him, but he would just not take no for an answer.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
I can't. My ass is bleeding.
I'm sorry.
My ass is bleeding.
I don't know why he does this to us. We're not monkeus.
I think pus is coming out of my eyeballs.
What kind of barbecue sauce is this?
I don't know.
I don't care.
Oh, is this blood in my ears?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think my hair is falling out.
Is there anybody else who can take your place?
Oh, there's something in my belly. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Trinity. Oh, my God.
It's me, Al Roker.
Oh, God, it's so horrible.
I've come to tell about the weather again.
Oh, my God. Get him out of here.
She's ready to go on.
Okay. And here come Trinity and Candy!
Alright. It's a big game.
That's right. Big game.
It's a big game.
It's a big game. A lot riding on this thing.
Biggest game of our lives.
Huge.
Especially
huge.
Your life. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not going to get any bigger than this for you. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a big game out there.
I mean, I would hate to be in your spot right now. Oh, my God.
I would not either.
I especially would hate to be in your spot in, like, 10, 15 years when you're looking back on this night, and this is the night that everything changed for you, good or bad.
And that's the thing, is that the Coachette is like, this is the greatest moment of your life. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is the greatest
of
time
your life.
Of
yeah.
My, you think he was speaking directly to me?
Yeah, I mean, mine's probably going to get better. I mean, I already got accepted to Stanford.
Yeah, I got one more concussion there and I'm shelved for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much tapped out of this whole thing.
But you,
right,
man,
here.
You're like, you're our only hope.
Yeah,
you,
I mean, it all comes down
you
to you.
Yeah, I mean, man, because the both of us, I mean, we were ridden hard and put away wet,
mm-hmm.
But you're the rookie, you're the new guy. You have to do
mm-hmm.
this, not just for you, but for both of us, or I swear to God, I'm going to put a 12-gauge in my mouth.
You know, not even just the both of us, the community. I mean, God, I mean, everybody.
You can't put that just on me. I mean, this is the day I know. I mean, my dad's talked to me about it. Like, he'll
mm-hmm.
never live... You know, his failure's down, and there was a rivalry game.
Well, I don't know,
wait,
man.
What?
I mean,
wait, what? Mention
my
dad? What?
Off.
What are you talking about?
It might throw him off.
Okay, look, you're...
Your dad was in a car accident on the way to the game.
Fender
bender.
He's
in the
Fender.
Hospital.
He's in the hospital.
Yeah,
he's still in the hospital.
It's the one with, you know, he's in a bunch of room with other people, so, you know, he's got a lot of people to talk to because, you know, he's a social guy.
It's a surgery room, is the other people. He's going under emergency surgery.
We looked him in the eye.
And the last thing
he said to us was, don't let him mess this up.
Look, I'm looking you in the eye now, Daryl, okay? Because, like, you know, George over here, he's a smart guy and all, but he likes to pull jokes and stuff, but you're my center. You're my center, Daryl. Tell me the truth. Is this true? Or is George pulling a fast one?
Dude, you know I would lie down in traffic for you, and I gotta be honest. I'm sorry, George. I'm really sorry your dad didn't make it. But the last thing that
he said was, win it and don't let him mess this up.
Wait, my dad died?
Oh, it was really peaceful.
He did.
Why didn't they call me?
Because we didn't want to mess you up for the game. It was a big game for
you.
You
gotta get your head in the game, man. I got you some Gatorade, the pouch, the drink, the after drink.
Mm-hmm.
I treat you like a king.
Look, that's my dad. That's my only dad.
But
it's not like I have another dad.
Well, the thing is, dude, all right, so as we were leaving
mm-hmm.
your dad's lifeless body, we passed by the children's ward, you know, where they had
right.
all the cancer kids, and they recognized us, and
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, hey,
yep.
man, is he going to win the game tonight? And so what we did is we looked in the eyes of every single one
individually.
Of those cancer-ridden children, the burn victims, the ones with
tuberculosis
yeah,
and leprosy.
You know, we looked those kids in the eyes and we said, he's going to do it, not just for his dead dad, but for each and every one
of
you.
So I got to win it for the cancer patients, the lepers?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know how long they're going to be holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they have time to really
yeah.
hold a grudge.
No,
know
no,
saying,
you know what? No, Daryl, I trust you. You've been my friend since we were, you know, fishing for cod off the dock. You're not lying to me, are you, about these kids? You're telling me the truth about these kids?
Oh, man. All right,
Daryl,
come
on.
Okay, all right.
You gotta tell the truth.
All right, man. You know what? Somebody burned the hospital down.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? All the firefighters that were putting out that fire, they weren't gonna do it until they found out that you could win this game.
And they said, hey, we'll put out this fire then.
Yeah.
We'll save some lives if he'll win it.
And so we made those firemen a promise. We looked those firefuckers right in the eye.
Every
said,
one of them individually.
And we said, he's going to win this. You put out that fire. And they salvaged probably about 18% of the people in that
mm-hmm.
building.
Which is
for
not
you.
Bad.
For
not
you.
Not bad.
The firefighters.
How you feeling? Do you want me to rub your hamstrings?
Cancer patients, the lepers, my dad.
Yeah, would you like some Gatorade or something?
Yeah.
Or,
can I get you a power bar?
Is your cup the right size?
Yeah, I'm going to... I need a... Oh my God! It's my mom. What's my mom thinking all this?
All right, George, you take this one.
Okay.
I've been the bad guy long enough. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. This is my boy. I'm his son.
I know. Okay. Look, I didn't want to break this to you, but your mom also died.
Come on, dude. Tell him the truth.
Okay.
Your mom's been fucking the head coach for the past 3.5 months.
And your mother is also a secret agent working for the CIA, trying to bring down the KGB. It was all part of a cover. And the KGB found her out today, as well as the coach's ex-wife. And they tracked her down and they both shot her to death. But the last thing she said before she died is, I'm glad to give my life up so that my son can win this game.
And don't let him mess this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here to honor America. America. These individuals, what they have done for their country is unheard of. If I were to tell you what Captain Smith and Secret Agent Ballstein did for this country, you wouldn't believe me.
Well, tell us.
Well, I can't tell you. It's top secret.
Well, then tell us.
No, well, I can tell you. It's top secret.
Well, can we give a, can we get like a hint?
Like, the only hint you need.
What exactly is your job title?
Is they saved your lives.
But, like, how?
What were we in danger from?
Well, you all know the terrorism that has been happening around the world.
Which terrorism?
Well, the bad terrorism, the...
But, like, which one specifically?
Is it, like, Russian terrorism, or is it just the run-of-the-mill everyday terrorism?
It is terrorism that makes us feel... fear.
Now, is it like physical terrorism, or is it more just like
verbal abuse? Eco-terrorism or cyber-terrorism?
It's scary terrorism.
Holy shit, are there zombies?
Oh, God, I hope not. Were there zombies?
There are no zombies.
Okay,
there's no zombie terrors.
Wait, how do we know there's no zombies?
Well,
would you tell us? Could you tell us that?
Now, is it more like the Romero, or is it like the infected zombies?
I'm not sure I know what you're speaking of. This is a top secret military information.
Why are you sweating?
Romero zombies, they kind of move sort of slow, they're shambling, and then the modern zombies, like, run, like, full-on sprinting. Right,
Which one is it? Because I haven't been up on my cardio.
Runners or shamblers?
You know what? There are no zombies.
Okay.
All right, there are no zombies.
I believe them.
That's good.
These are terrorists, not zombies.
Whatever happened to anthrax?
Yeah, is that still a thing? Are we still doing that? Should we still be looking out for that, or what's the deal there?
I don't really get snail mail anymore, but sometimes my grandma likes to send me a check on my birthday.
I have a question.
Yellow cake uranium? Is that gone now? Do we get that taken care of?
I am not at liberty to discuss matters of yellow cake, nor anthrax. I was not privy to seeing that movie.
I literally like the movie Outbreak. That was such a good movie.
I have a question.
Yes.
The movie Avatar, is that real? Or could you tell us?
I am not at liberty to say whether there are people
I told you it was real.
It is not real, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Sure. Wink.
All right.
Oh
listen,
my god, I'm going to get my
very
own.
We are here to honor these individuals.
In America, but not on Pandora.
Right.
It's a Pandora, and I'm getting me a goddamn lizard bird.
I have a question.
I've lost control. Yes, your question.
Could you tell us some secrets if you told us words that they rhymed with? Like, does Russia have nuclear weapons?
I do.
Is there still anthrax?
I am not privy.
What about shallow cake?
I am not privy to get that. We are here to honor these people. And you will pay respect to the United States of America by not questioning. You don't question. When the code is orange, you accept the orange.
Did you ever see Red Dawn? That was such a good movie.
I am not.
Did that actually happen?
You know what? Fuck this. I resign. I'm done.
Wow. Pandora wouldn't give it up so easily.
Hey, wait, I recognize those guys. The ones in the coffins.
Weird.
And lights up. So thanks for listening to the 28th episode of As Ink. The suggestion this week was barbecue sauce, and playing with As Ink this week was...
Michael Morey.
Andy!
And Chris George. You can find out more information about As Ink by emailing us at as.ink.prov, that's P-R-O-V, @gmail.com. You can also email us comment suggestions or suggestions you would like to put us into our Darth Vader helmet of suggestions. Also, if you're a San Diego area improviser who would like to record with us, you can drop us an email there as well. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes and like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week.
I had dropped acid the night before.
Full disclosure.
disclosure.
And I...
Just for the record.
And I...
Before I did this interview.
Let me set up the situation.
Before I take my driver's test, I just want to state for the record, I dropped acid last night.
But I think it's mostly over now.
Yes, but I'm cool for the eye exam. It's great.
Let's get this show on the road!
Yeah, exactly. But I had forgotten that I had set like a movie date day with my sister. And so we were like, 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to see this movie. And I hadn't like slept the night before. And so I had like a little bit of acid residual. So I'm like tweaking out. So I'm like, what'll calm me down? So I smoked a bowl. So I smoked some marijuana.
Standard issue.
Oh, and just
I know what smoking a bowl means.
So it didn't really help. But I went to this movie with my sister. I'm handling my shit. I'm keeping it together. I'm thinking it's gonna be
handling
like, you know, just this, you know, coming of age story of. And I'm watching this movie, and I'm going to give away the end for you. So I'm watching this movie. This guy falls in love with a girl. There's problems with the relationship. He has daddy issues. You're thinking it's all, like, going on right now. Everything gets resolved. And then he dies in the Trade Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The weird thing was, it was a funny kind of day for me because I was on
this.
This is hilarious. Let me tell you about this.
Funny story about 9/11.
So I got like at the time I was doing theater.
So I dropped acid the night before. Full disclosure.
Yep, full disclosure. And you know I was so jittery
that I smoked
that
a bowl.
And thank God I did. Because
otherwise, she would have gotten way too
late. Oh, man. It's way too intense for me. Is this real? Mind you, I'm a actor, singer who moves well.
Mm-hmm.
I can dance, but I'm not like, you know, freaking Baryshnikov. I'm not going to be doing however
so
many pirouettes. Yeah, I'm double threat.
I'd say I'm like
2.5. I'm a 2.5 threat.
Michael Murray, 2.5 threats.
Two and a half threats.